Hello? Hello? Does that... Okay.
I'll move it up a bit.
Yes, that way people in the back can listen to me. So I'm going to speak about extending creatures through plugins and scripting. Well, in my introduction, I was going to say that I am not going to transform you into creature expert, but about half the audience is already creature expert. So, well, I can't say that anymore. So those images are basically made by Elephant, and it's mostly random stuff. So that's the kind of things you can do with a script which can randomly create strokes on your canvas. Or you can try to plug an elephant to an extend creature to do that kind of stuff, but that's going to take a lot of space in your apartment. So basically, here is what you see in Krita when you have removed all plugins. So that gives you an idea of the power you can have when you want to write a plugin. You can see there is no tool, there is nothing in the filter menu, there is no painting operation, there is no Docker. So that means that everything we do in Krita, we do it through plugins. That means you can do it as well. So first, I will speak of the various types of plugins you have in Krita. So you have filter, which are basically like adjusting brightness and contrast. You have a tool. You have painting operation. That's something specific to Krita, I think. Basically, you have a separation between the tool, which, for instance, is a freehand tool, so you can move on the canvas, and the painting operation, which is what is affecting the pixel. So, for instance, you can associate a line, the line tool, with any kind of painting. So, of course, that means two different type of plugins. Then there is a flake shape plugin. So you have you had a presentation about this morning. Then you can also extend the file import and export. So if Krita doesn't support your favorite file format, you can write a plugin for this. And you can write Dockers. The main way to write plugins so far has been C++. But now we are having scripts which can do Dockers. You can write the Dockers in the scripting using the binding for Python, Ruby, and not really a Kyoto or that because it's not supported by Krita. You can write filter in script, and in the near future, you can write tool as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Not really only
Krita anymore. Yes, I forgot them. There are so many type of plugins. Now I will speak a little bit about how is Krita inside. So you have the view, which is the canvas where all the user interface, which is associated with a resource selector, where you can select brush, colors, etc. The view shows the image, which is a list of layers. So there are different type of layers, but some of those who might be of more interest for you are paint layers, which are basically the layers which contain the pixels. Those layers, you can manipulate them either by applying a filter or changing pixel by pixel and using for each pixel a high-level API, which I will detail a little bit further now. Okay, well, I forgot that slide. In Krita, one of the goals of Krita is to have what we call color space independence. That means that when you write a tool, a filter, anything, it needs to be working for every type of color space, whether it's RGB, CMYK, or LAB, etc., etc., etc. So what you need to do to keep in mind that you should never directly use the pixel data directly. You should use the high-level API, which we'll see now. So if you remember here, there's two API for interest, which is KeySpanter and CoColorSpace. KeySpanter is basically like CuPainter. So you have different function to draw polylines, Bezier curve, etc., rectangles, polygons, points, and also compositing, the possibility to composite images. One of a few things you need to remember when you use KeySpanter is to initialize it correctly. Well, I fell in the trap when I was preparing this presentation because I was preparing an example, we will see later, and for that example, I forgot to initialize one of the settings, and it was doing nothing, and I was wondering what bug I found, but no, there was no bug. So, for instance, if you want to draw a line, you need to select the color, the painting style, and the painting operation on the brush. If you forgot one of these things, you will draw nothing on your canvas. CoColorSpace is our API for manipulating pixels. It also contains some information about the color space of the layer, information about the pixels, the size of pixel, channel, etc. It allows color conversion between different color space, the mixing of pixels, and some color manipulation like adjusting the brightness, etc. So now we will see a first example in C++. So what do we do when we write a filter? In fact, the manipulation part is over here. And here, we create what we call iterator. It's the main way to access pixels in an image, because as a Krita supports, can support large images which are not necessarily stored in the memory of the computer. You can't access directly memory pointers, so you access memory pointers through this iterator. So here we loop over all the iterator of all the pixels of the image to invert them. This is a more complicated. Is it big enough? You can see it. It's a more complicated example, which use is also a filter, which use nearly all the feature I talked about a little bit earlier. In fact, it's a filter when you have drawn a stroke on a transparent layer. It can enlarge a stroke on the transparent part of the image. So what do we do? We have it insert in this part of the filter. If we place it this part, the code we are seeing now. So for each pixel, we'll create an iterator on the neighbor of the pixel to create to get an estimation of the new value of the pixel. So that's this part. And after, we can mix using the color space function. We can mix the colors to get a new color, and then you recompose it on the layer. Now I am going to show how we can do this in Ruby. So this is the same example of an invert filter. So if you prefer to write things in Ruby, you can use it to write extension to Krita. And I will finish with a last example. So it's a script which creates a new layer, which I'll call a sky. It gets the dimension of the image, start painting of the, on the image. So the first things we do, it's to draw a nearly dark background here. So we set the paint color. Yes, and then we paint the rectangle. Then we want to draw the star, so at random location. So we want to draw 60 stars. That's what we do here. Here we create a brush. It's basically a stamp we apply on the image. We have select. We want to draw white stars. So, if you have any questions, no.
Do you plan to make possible to load a plugin, for example, a Python plugin on the net using Keras Mostert, for example?
Well, it's already possible to load scripts.
Yes.
So that kind of scripts can be loaded from
for
Python. Yes. That kind of scripts. Yes. Okay. There aren't no script which have been uploaded yet, but it's possible.
I guess we can even do scripts in Java as well as the
yes.
Google Summer of Code cross project for having Java as a cross language is done. And Croker seems to be pretty good, so you can add just a chunk of bytecodes as a plugin and have it run on Krita. I think Krita will be the first image application that's extensible in Java, Python, Ruby, and JavaScript.
Yes, and the advantage of Java is that it can be nearly as fast as C++. So, and with security, because the problem of downloading C++ plugins through stuff as get.out new stuff, there's security issues. So, but with Java, it's a good solution.
Promise the fast and brief speaker. Thank you, Sijil. Our next speaker is Yaroslav, who is just finishing up his slides, it looks like.
Keksi Boff.
Yes. Someone has forgotten that.
Okay, this is someone who no longer powers his Mac.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, yes.
This is the power source.
Power source is down here. Well, I think it's good that you give a Keksi talk or BOF every year, because that's a way we can really watch progress.
Yes, yes. It's a tool for someone who can track every application.
Okay. Maybe even this. Ah.
You don't go for pretty features.
We go for pretty features in a pretty big way, but, well, I mean, it's easy to say that it's just a scheduling mess up, but there are some speakers that just draw a complete crowd. And I don't want one of them, even though I think Anderson's improved the style of presentation since Malaga, isn't the most reputable speaker. At least I felt so during this acute designs talk.
But it wasn't about pretty features, of course.
No.
Do you like this layout? Yes.
Pretty
it's every year the same. Not okay. Sorry.
A stack trace that was made by a German language compiler. In Finland, it was very regularly. GDB don't say random languages.
Okay. I hope next.